This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 148 for Thursday, November 16th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola prices are being driven lower on Thursday by a sell-off in the futures and equities markets. At the final settlement, the January canola contract gives up $12.70 at $706.80 per ton, and the March contract also drops $12.70 at $712.40 per ton. An analyst says the spec funds have hit the sell button, generating the market-wide losses. Steep declines in global crude oil prices are putting pressure on the vegetable oils. That's creating weakness in the Chicago soy complex, along with more modest losses in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. With those weaker crude oil prices, the Canadian dollar is lower on Thursday afternoon. The loonie falls to 72.71 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 73.13. A weather system is forecast to bring rain in the coming days to Argentina and Brazil. Most of Argentina, plus northern and central Brazil, are contending with severe dryness. However, southern Brazil continues to battle excessively wet conditions. The United States Department of Agriculture reports a private sale for 220,000 tons of old crop soybeans to unknown destinations. The USDA also issues its export sales report, and for the week ending November 9th, old crop soybean sales hit a marketing year high of 3.92 million tons. Soy meal export sales are nearly 145,000 tons, and soy oil has 3,400 tons of old crop. Export sales of U.S. corn are 1.81 million tons of old crop, and wheat sales are more than 176,000 tons. A meeting yesterday between U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping could result in future U.S. export sales to China. The International Grains Council ups its call on total world grain production by 3 million tons, bringing it to 2.3 billion. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Thursday. The January contract drops 25 cents at $13.60 per bushel. December soy oil falls more than 1.4 cents at 51.63 cents per pound. December soy meal gives up $2.40 at $466.80 per short ton. Corn turns around with its December contract gaining 4 cents at $4.75 per bushel. Oats are lower as its December contract dips a half cent at $3.51. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as well as Chicago December pulls back 7 cents at $5.53.5. Kansas City December gives up 12.5 cents at $6.27. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December retreats 6.5 cents at $7.29. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, November 16th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.